Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And glory be to God. And welcome to glory to God. I have not been in the show for more than a year, and I was playing with my phone, and I said, wow. Anyway, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of St. Luke, chapter 22. I will begin reading at verse 1. Luke 22, beginning at verse 1. And this is the 10th attempt to kill Jesus. This is the 10th time an attempt to kill Jesus, with Matthew 26, verse 3, and Mark 14, verse 1. Now, the feast of the unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and the scribes, they sought how they might kill Jesus, for they feared the people. Verse 3, here Judas agrees to destroy and betray Jesus. Judas agrees to betray Judas. With Matthew 26:14 and Mark 14, verse 10. Verse 3, then entered Satan into Judas. Then Satan entered Judas, entered into Judas. I want to touch on this a little bit. Then Satan entered into, not upon, not around, but entered Judah, surname Iscariot, being one of the number of the 12. I am going to read my comments that I have at the side of my Bible, and we want to understand exactly what is going on here. Father, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor. Father, open our understanding that the eyes of our spirit, our hearts, our minds, our ears may comprehend what is going on here. Help me, Lord, and help us to understand the simplicity of your word. In Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Messiah name, I pray, amen. Then entered Satan into Judas. Satan, as an angel, could not possibly enter bodily into Judas. Let's take this serious. Satan, as an angel, created an angel, could not possibly enter bodily into Judas, for he has his own personal spirit body as big as a man. Do you remember the stories in the Bible when Satan would come to Jesus and would try to tempt him to throw himself off the cliff?
Well, Judas did not come to Jesus as a spirit. He bodily came to Jesus and tried to tempt him. And Jesus would always rebuke him, saying, "Get thee behind me, spirit." No, "Get thee behind me, Satan." The so-called doctrine of interpenetration, the so-called doctrine of interpenetration, that is, persons entering bodily into each other, is false. It's a false teaching. It is a false doctrine. Persons entering bodily into each other is false. The Bible does speak of the Corinthians and the Philippians being in Paul's heart, 2 Corinthians 7:3, Philippians 1:7. God being in Christ, God being in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:19, Christ being in God, John 14:20, God and Christ being in each other, God and Christ, Jesus, being in each other, John 14:10 and 11. Men being both in the Father and in the Son, T4. Men being in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Men and the Spirit being in each other, Romans 8:9. Christ being in men, Colossians 1:27. Romans 8:10, men and Christ being in each other. Men and Christ being in each other, John 14:20. All creation being in God. All creation being in God, Acts 17:28. And Satan entering into men. Satan bodily entering into another man's body. Ridiculous. Luke 22, verse 3, John 13, 27. Luke 22, 3, and John 13, 27. Satan entering into men and women. However, these passages refer to being in union with, being in union with. That makes more sense. Being consecrated in one mind, in one spirit, in one accord, in one purpose and life. They do not seek bodily entering of one being into another. They do not keep the bodily entrance of one being into another. False teaching, false doctrine. I'll read it again. They do not keep the bodily entrance of one being into another. It may be best understood by men and women becoming one in life together. My wife and I are one, but we're still two different and distinct individuals. I have my body, and my wife has her own body, and she cannot enter me, and I cannot enter her. Being in each other's plan, in each other's life, etc. Hence, Satan entering Judah simply means Judah submitted to Satan's temptation, to betray, do that, submit it to Satan's plan, him. For Satan only comes to steal, and to destroy, and to tempt people. Judas, Satan entering into Judas' behavior, Judas submitted to Satan's temptation, clearly Jesus, to kill Jesus, to destroy Jesus, to steal Jesus. Okay? He became one with Satan. He became one in thought, in evil works, in cunning and crafty. He became one with Satan in agreement. Like man become one in spirit, we're joined to him in consecration. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But I want to touch on this one. Satan entering into Judas simply means Judas submitted to Satan's temptation, to Satan's thought, to Satan. He wanted to kill him. He wanted to destroy him. And what happened here was that Judas leaned unto Satan in his thoughts, in his reading, to kill, and to destroy, and even for money. In the same way, Satan cannot possess you. Satan cannot come. You become one with him in thought, in agreement, in plans. You become one with him. But he cannot enter you because he has his own body. I want you to listen to something else. This is from the book of Hebrews. We understand that God, Jehovah Elohim, Yahweh Adonai, the ancient of days, the Father, the head of Christ, Jesus, his only begotten Son, in whom we call free. God is a person. In the book of Daniel, in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Isaiah, they saw the Lord. They saw the Lord God. And the head of the Holy Spirit is God, the person, God himself. I want to share a little bit about the person, God. And you can find that in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1-6. We see the Father and we see the Son. Then we go to the man Christ Jesus. There's only one God and one mediator, one being, which is Jesus, which is another person. Another person. Verse 3, Hebrews 1:3. By his atonement, our sins are purged, not by water baptism, not by the Lord's Supper, or any other ritual or form of religion. We see of God in Genesis 1:26 that we were created in the image of God, created being male and female. I want to share the person of the Godhead, which is the Holy Spirit, and where when he comes, he will. He is not a he. He. He sounds like a person. The Holy Spirit is the one that can come in the inside of your heart that makes you born again. The Holy Spirit is the third person in the divine Trinity. 1 John 5:7, Matthew 28:19, 2 Corinthians 13:14. He has been sent by both the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit has been sent by both the Father and the Son a different person. The Father is one person. The Son is a different person. John 14:16. John 14:26. John 15:26. John 16:24-49. Acts 2:33. Now, being born again with John chapter 3, you must be born again by the Holy Spirit. Jesus having a body can come in the inside of you. You have a body. Jesus has a body. Father God is a spirit being and not just floating air, floating in the universe. God has been seen seated on the throne in Ezekiel and Daniel and in the book of Revelation, chapter 4. In chapter 5 of Revelation, you see the Lamb of God that comes over and takes the book out of the right hand, not the left hand, out of the right hand of him, God the Father. The Lamb of God is another person that comes over and takes the book out of the right hand of him who sits on the throne. All throughout the book of Revelation, beginning with chapter 1, all the way to chapter 22, you see God, the throne of God, and the throne of the Lamb. Two different distinct individuals. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. He didn't say the Lamb was going to wipe every tear. When Jesus takes us before the Father, he, the Father, will wipe every tear from our eyes, everything to comfort us in his own bosom, in his own shoulders, in his own lap. We will see God as he is, and he will be his, we will be his children, he will be our God. All through the work of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, him on the cross, that died, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, God loved so that he gave us his only begotten Son. Person number two. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God, Elohim, Yahweh, Adonai, the Ancient of Days, did sit on the throne. And in Daniel, Jesus, one like the Son of Man, is brought to the Ancient of Days. Person number two, person number one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word, Jesus, was with God in the beginning. It didn't say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was in God. The Word was with God. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. A long time ago, I was watching this pastor lady. She had her one-year-old. And she looked at her little boy, and she said, he had a nice little white t-shirt, and the mama tells the little boy, he says, let me see Jesus. Come on, let me see Jesus. So she opens her little shirt, and he looks inside his little shirt, and she says, oh, Jesus is getting back. And the little boy laughs. And that always stayed with me, and I heard that about 25 years ago, and I never forgot it, is that Jesus, Christ Jesus, the one that died on the cross, cannot come into your body, cannot enter your body, nor God the Father as a spirit being, celestial being, a being, cannot come in Christ. Christ cannot be God. Christ has his own body,
Abba Father has his own body. We have our own bodies. The only one that can enter us, how God has shed abroad, God has been, he has been sent by both the Father and the Son, John 14, 16, and John 14, 26, John 15, 26, John 16, 7. How the Holy Spirit has been shed is our heart by which we cry out, Abba Father. Amen. So I wanted us to come just to the simplicity with Hebrews chapter 1, how God the Father and his Son, how God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. He has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heirs of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being Jesus, who being in the brightness of his glory, in his God's glory, and the express image of his person, of God's person. God is a person. And upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself, a person, purged our sins, not only that, but sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, and he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, than all the angels. For to which of the angels did he say, or did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, person number one, and he shall be to me a son, person number two. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him, worship Jesus. Come on, somebody. God in Christ, Christ in God, both of them in us. People, I love you all, and we need to come to the realization that the oneness to re-examine the scriptures, this is what the Lord was showing me. The people cannot change their doctrine because now they got 1,000 members, 10,000 members. They cannot change it. They have to stick to the oneness. They would look like fools having to tell the congregation, hey, guess what? Jesus lose. If you had 10,000 members, you would lose 5,000 members because they would not receive that you changed your mind, that you finally, the Holy Spirit will reveal unto you. Oh, glory. I think
Father, and let the Father reveal